I desire your prayers for just a few moments this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. I want to draw a thought out of here this morning, a very probably familiar thought of something that's been preached over the years, but we need to well be reminded of. And new converts need to, it needs to be made known unto them what it is that God expects of their life. And I want to take this thought out of verse number 5 where he said, "And this they did not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord." And I want to talk about giving your own selves. Giving your own selves. In this chapter, the Apostle Paul is talking about to the church at Corinth about the grace of God that was abundant among the churches of Macedonia. And he was telling the Corinthian church about those churches and how that they were in a great trial of affliction, but they had abundance of joy. They were in deep poverty, but they had abundance of joy. And even though they were in deep poverty, with the joy of the Lord that they had, that abounded to the riches of their liberality. In other words, these were some of the most giving people, even though they didn't have much, even though they were at poverty level, they were a joy to be around because of the joy they had in the Lord. And their joy in the Lord caused them to be a giving people. And he's talking about monetary. He's trying to teach them about monetary giving, giving of their sustenance to help in the ministry. And he more or less, he said, they didn't do as we, you know, had hoped at first. Why? Because they didn't have much. But he said, this is what they did. They gave of their own selves. They got in the plate, in other words, and said, God, here I am. Whatever I have is yours. And gave themselves to the Lord. That's what they did first. And I think that's key for the children of God. Listen, that you and I learn that we have to give ourselves to the Lord. And there are things in our lives that we need to learn, that we need to give ourselves unto the Lord. He said that they gave beyond their power. I mean, they were giving by faith is what they were doing. They were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us right here. Here's what you do when you give of yourself. They take upon themselves the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. You take it upon yourself to do what is necessary among the saints. The fellowship that we have is the church. Amen. How the church operates, what the church does, how it reaches out to sinners. Somebody has to take that ministry upon their shoulders. Somebody has to be willing to say, I'll be a soldier. I'll step up to the plate. I'll be one that gives myself unto the Lord. And that's what these people did. They gave themselves. They stepped up to the place where somebody needed to step up to. They took upon themselves the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. I like that they did that. I mean, that somebody's willing to take it upon themselves, take it upon their life, take the responsibility into their bosom to make sure that it's done. Wouldn't that be good if every soul that was a part of the church took it upon themselves to make sure that whatever needed to be done at the church was done? Amen. And it should be that way. Somebody should always be willing to do something. Well, everything's took care of. We'll find out if there's something else that needs to be done. There's always something that can be done. There's always something that can be given, and especially if we give of ourselves. They gave of their own selves unto the Lord. Now, here's what the Bible says, that we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's only reasonable that you and I present ourselves to the Lord. It's only reasonable that you and I give ourselves over to Him. Amen? And to present our bodies a living sacrifice. In other words, I'll use this body to do what needs to be done for the Lord. You know, I think that's why the Lord tells the youth, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. You know why? Because when you get older, you can't do as much physically as you could maybe when you were younger. When you're young and you have so much energy and so much zeal, are you listening to it? But the energy of youth. I can remember when I was 21, it was a lot easier to get a whole lot done than it was when I turned 51. I'm not saying that since I turned into my 50s, I mean now 53, soon to be 54, listen, that's no excuse to not give myself unto the Lord still. What I am and all that I am and all that is within me, we give unto the Lord. We should give ourselves unto the Lord. We need to give, listen, people say we should give our time to the Lord. Somebody's got to give their time. There used to be a saying that went around years ago in churches, and I listened to it. And it said that we are to tithe to the Lord. And I knew about tithing, giving of ourselves. We tithe to the Lord. And then they said, you need to tithe your time. And I thought, that just don't sound right. That's something about that. Just don't sound right. Because I'm saying I'll give God 10% of my life every day. No, God wants our whole life. Amen? He wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. But somebody does have to give their time. Somebody's got to make time. Somebody has to say, Lord, I'll give the time to make sure this gets done. I'll give time to go talk to that sinner. I'll give time to make sure that the house of God has what it needs to have. I'll give my time. You got to give some time. You can't go through life and never give your time to God. Listen, the devil's got us way too busy when we have to hunt for time to give to God. I'll say it again. The devil's got us way too busy when we have to hunt for time to give to God. We should be always, put God's first. Amen. Everything else is secondary. I know you've got to provide for your family. I know you've got to be on the job. I know. I understand you've got things that has to be done. And God wants you to do that. But don't ever put God on the back burner. Amen. Make sure you give your time unto the Lord. Make sure that you give yourselves unto the Lord. It is the will of God, he said, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God and unto us. They gave themselves not only to the Lord, but unto the minister of the church. What can we do? Preacher, what can we do? Is there anything we can do? Is there anything we can do for the ministry? Is there anything we can do for the church? Is there anything that the Lord, that you know of, that the Lord wants done, that we can do? And they gave themselves unto them. Amen. They gave themselves unto the leadership. Listen, if anybody surely knows what needs to be done, it should be the leaders. The leaders of the church, the pastor of the church, he shouldn't be blind to what needs to be done around the house of God. Amen. Sometimes it takes a while to get bearings when a man gets somewhere, but then after a man gets it somewhere, just like when I came here, it took some time to get the bearings of everything, how the church operated and what the need of the church was. And even right down to the plot of land that we sit on, everything. You know everything. You should know everything there is to know and to know the need of the church. Amen? To know it. To know it and to take care of it. To know it and to be sure that it's took care of. Insomuch, he said, that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you. You see, I'm glad Titus had started it and was able to finish it. That's time. I mean, that's time. That's saying I'll start it and I'll make sure it's finished. I mean, what that they had going on in this church, Paul said, Titus has started it and he'll finish it in you. Whatever's being done here at Corinth. Amen? And I'm glad that Titus was in it for the long haul with those people. Amen? Give yourselves unto the Lord. You'll be in it for the long haul. Amen? You'll be in it all the way to the end. All the way. He'll finish in you the same grace also. Who's going to take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints? Who's going to begin and to end? Who's going to abound in everything? Verse 7. Abound in everything that we do. Not to be a failure at doing it, but to abound in doing it. To make sure it's done and it's done well. To abound in everything. Paul said, and this is the context, verse 7, therefore as ye abound in everything in faith, they abounded in faith and utterance, they abounded in that, and knowledge, they were abounding in that, not just worldly knowledge, biblical knowledge. And in all diligence, hey, if you needed somebody, I mean, these people were abounding in diligence. When you looked at them, that's hard to believe, as carnal as these people were. But they had, that there was a time when they had some diligence about them. I mean, if you were looking for somebody with some consistency and some persistence, somebody that was really diligent, amen? I mean, you could find more than just one or two. You could find a handful of more than even a handful. These people were abounding in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us. You got to give your love. You got to give your love. Love is given. Do you know that? Love is something you give. Nobody can take it. You have to give it. You have to be willing to give it before somebody can receive it. They can stand there and beg for it all day. Until you give it, they won't receive it. They can't receive it. Love is given. You need to give your love. Give of our love to the Lord. We need to give our praise to Him. Let us offer up the sacrifice of praise. When's the last time you gave your praise to the Lord? Gave Him the praise He's worthy of. Give Him your love. Love Him with all your heart. Love Him with all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You have to give your love. Give it. We give our love. We give our love in portions. We give it in ways differently than God gives it in. Sometimes we feel like that our love has to be earned. Listen, there are sinners that ain't never what you're going to say, earn your love. You have to just love them. Because they may hate you. And if we only love those, Jesus said, that love us, then are we any better than the sinner? How are we any different? We have to not give our love as the world gives love. We have to give our love as God gives His love. He gave His love willingly. First, He gave His love first. He first loved us. Amen. We don't wait for somebody else to show something, then we show forth our love. No, we should give our love first. Always first. There are those that, struggle. And I've heard it many a time in the last 15 years, I guess, at least, maybe longer, people saying how that, it's hard to find people friendly, people that show any love to them. And my thought is always this, where the Bible said, he that will have friends must first show himself friendly. Amen? If you want to have a friend, you got to be friendly first. If you really want a friend, you got to show your love first. Show your love. Christ demonstrated His love. Not only to show our love, but to demonstrate our love to the world. How? How do we do that? We do that by going. By giving of ourselves. By being diligent. By being persistent. By being willing. Now, when Paul was talking about giving of ourselves, there were some things in this chapter that just kind of pop out here and there. He said in verse number 11, "Now therefore perform the doing of it." He's talking about their giving now. There's no doubt. I know what the primary text is talking about. He's trying to teach them the grace of giving. But he said that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. See, you've got to be ready to do it. You got to be ready to do it. For if there be first a willing mind, there it is. We need to give our minds to the Lord. Give our minds to the Lord. I don't care to tell you, yesterday I had one of the awfulest battles in my mind. Seemed like the devil, he did his dead level best to keep my mind away from God as much as he could. I had to fight continually, seemed like all day yesterday, to get my mind on the Lord's Word. I'd start in my mind, going back to when I was young, singing Amazing Grace in my mind, singing it in my heart, within myself, whatever I could do. Boy, I'm telling you, he'd try to bring back, you know, some old song you hear in a store or some thought you heard somebody say, or, I mean, it was just something chewing, and he did not let up. I woke up this morning and the same bombardment. I said, God, you've got to clear my mind. God, here's my mind. God, you've got to put on the mind of Christ on me that I could even think to know what to say. Think to be able to have the mind of God for the service today. To have the mind of God for the Word that we need. To know, to not stand and be confused. God's not the author of confusion. Give your mind to the Lord. How do we give it? We give our mind unto the Lord by ceasing to give it to everything else. Be ready. Be ready. Have a willing mind. Give. Give yourselves. Give your time. Give your means. Yes, he is talking about our means here. He explains it as a grace. It is as much a grace as any other grace. The grace of giving. To be able to give gracefully. To be able to give to the Lord gracefully. To be able to give to the Lord freely. To be able to give to the Lord joyfully. Not grudgingly. But cheerfully, giving unto the Lord, giving ourselves, giving our heart, giving our strength, our energy, our time, our minds, all that we are. Amen? Yielding ourselves as servants unto the Lord, taking upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints, giving our unity, that fellowship, that unity of fellowship, taking in your life the life of others. Some people don't want to be no closer, but they're just so close. When God's people are supposed to be knitted together, sewed together, sewn together like cloth, bound together. That's how you bear one another's burden. Amen. Like this coat front here. There may be some stress points get on this cloth. But it's all knitted, this first piece, see, it's all knitted together and it all holds the weight of every other part. Jesus, the garment he had, it was woven throughout. It wasn't pieced together. No part of it that wasn't weaved to the other part. Well, there's a spiritual application in that. Amen. All joined together as one. Him and us. Amen. Him and us. I'm about done. This they did. Not as we had hoped. Brother Brandon was talking this morning about how some people are not maybe right where other people are. Maybe they're not doing exactly as you hoped they would do. But if we keep giving ourselves among them, then maybe they'll take upon themselves that fellowship and give themselves. To be an example, give our prayer. He said, praying us with much entreaty. These people prayed that Paul would receive what they had to give. Most of the time, it's missionary coming and asking if the church can give. This church had already been praying, had already been giving, and was praying and asking the apostle, would he take what they had to give? See, when you really give yourself, you know it's a waste for it to not be used. It must be used. It was given to use. It was given to use. Amen? I think, even in mission fund, people, they give, they want to see it used. But in the church, listen, when you give yourself to the Lord, you want to be used, don't you? I mean, if you give yourself, you don't want it just to be not used. Or, you know, nobody realizes that it's there, it's available. It must be used. I tell you, if you give it to the Lord, it will be used. Give it to the Lord. Give yourself unto the Lord, and He will use you. It will not be a waste. It never is a waste. And it will increase over time. At first it may seem small, like the boy that gave his lunch. When God got done with it, what was left over? It's always that way. The widow woman had the little bit of meal and the little bit of oil. By the end, she had barrels full. They were getting ready to die. They were living the best life they'd ever lived by the time the Lord got done with using what was gave. If we give unto the Lord, listen, God gives the increase. God gives the increase. Lord willing, I'll be preaching some tonight on, what he had begun a good work in us, that he will perform it. We give ourselves unto the Lord. He's going to perform what it is that we've given ourselves for. Amen. I look back at, I don't see myself as very much. But I remember back when it seemed like I was so little and so unlearned. And just nothing. I mean, you talk about the bottom of the barrel when God came looking for me. But I did give myself to the Lord years ago. And I'm not saying that God couldn't have done a whole lot more with me if I had maybe given myself more to the Lord. But he knows. He knows. God knows. But I'm not what I used to be. And the Lord has brought me a long way from where I used to be. Here I stand today pastoring a church. Back then, I couldn't have even took care of a Sunday school room. No. There's no way I could have done even something like that. I was good just to get to church 3 days a week. I began to understand. The Lord began to show me that this thing I was involved in, it wasn't just church that I was attending. That there was a church there. It was the people, not the building. There was a ministry. There was much to be done. And it was more than just my spot on the pew. It was more than me just showing up 3 days a week in my spot. And it was even more than me getting on up in the choir. But I started getting in the choir. I started doing every little thing that I thought, God, if there's something could be done, if there's anything that I can do, help me to be willing to do it. Give yourself to the Lord. I want you to stand.